Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And praise God, we come before you on this evening once again, giving God all praise, honor, and glory, truly for who he is and all of what he's done. Because if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, you know the rest, where would I be? I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you in the name of Jesus, blessed in the right state of mind with a reasonable portion of health, thanking God for the roof over my head. Hallelujah. Glory and continuing to be committed to the call in which he has upon my life. Amen. Being obedient, as he prefers us to be obedient rather than sacrifice. And that's where in which we come forth on today. Praise God. I want to give God all honor, respect, and praise on today. Then I also would like to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I also would like to say God bless all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or even into our archives. I also would like to thank those that have tuned in on this evening that you may have been called in, you have called in, or you just happen to stop by and see Bible reading with Elder David Ambrose Shaw. We come forth on today with the anointing and the presence of the Spirit of God to continue to be obedient to do what he has for us to do. Praise God. We continue reading the Word of God Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Praise God. We come forth Monday through Friday reading the Word. Sundays, we come on at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time with the Word of God. Wednesdays, we also spend time and come in inspirational time in the name of Jesus. And on Monday evenings at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, Minister Andrew Orlander will come on with the Word of God. Praise God. We thank you for joining us on today. Let's have a moment of prayer before we go forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, as we know that you sit high and look low, we come before you on this day, yet humbling ourselves the best way in which we know how, acknowledging you for being the Lord of Lords, King of kings, the master and control of all things, God. You're the creator of all. You're the healer of all. You're the developer of all. And we thank you for healing us on today, being with us on today. As we give you praise, honor, and glory, we ask that you continue to move forward throughout the Bible reading on this evening. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Praise God. Once again, we're coming to you out of the book of Job, chapter 11. Once again, I'd like to give a shout out once again to those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk. Praise God to Aunt Merle in Zion, Illinois. God bless you. God bless you, Eddie Shaw in Chicago, Illinois. Praise God. Amen. We thank Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. Praise God. We thank those that are listening by way of Thailand, Japan, China, and even, Father, we pray for those that are listening, praise God, that have gone through the storm. We thank you for taking time to listen to us on today. We're coming forth out of the book of Job, chapter 11. Let us read. Then answered Zophar the Noamite and said, should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Should they lies make men hold their peace? When thou mockest, shall no man make thee ashamed? For thou hast said, my doctrine is pure, and I am clean in thy eyes. But oh, that God would speak, I'd open his lips against thee, and that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are doubled to that which is. Know therefore that God exalted of thee less than thine iniquity deserve. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? Is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell. What canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. If he cut off and shut up, or gather together, then who can hinder him? For he knoweth vain men, he see wickedness also. Will he not then consider it? For vain men would be wise, though men be born like a wild ass colt. If thou prepare thine heart and search out thine hands toward him, if iniquity be in thy hand, but put it away, and let not wickedness dwell in thee and tabernacle. For thine shalt thou lift up thy face without spot. Yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shalt not fear, because thou shalt forget my measure and remember it as water that passed away, and thine age shall be clear than noonday. Thou shalt shine forth, thou shalt be as the morning, and thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety. Also thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Ye may shall make suit unto thee, but the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost. Chapter 12. And Job answered and said, no doubt but ye are the people, and wisdom shall die with you. But if I have understanding as well as you, I am not inferior to you. Yea, who knoweth not such things as thee? I am as one mocked of his neighbor, who calleth upon God, and he answereth him. And just upright man is laughed to scorn. He that is ready to slip with his feet is as a lamp despised in the thought of him that is at ease. The tabernacles of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God bringeth abundantly. But as now the peace, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Oh, speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Doth not the ear try words, and the mouth taste his meat? With the ancient is wisdom, and in the length of days, understanding. With him is wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. Behold, he bringeth down, and it cannot be built again. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. Behold, he withholdeth the waters and dry up. Also he sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. With him is stretch and wisdom. The disease and the disease and the deceive and the desire and deceiver are his. He leadeth counsel away spoiled, they maketh the judges fools. He looseth the bond of kings and girdeth the loins with the girdle. He leadeth princes away spoiled and overthrow the mighty. He removeth away the speech of the thirsty and taketh away the understanding of the aged. He poureth content upon princes and weakeneth the strength of the mighty and discovereth the deep things out of darkness and bringeth out to light the shadows of death. He increaseth the nations and desire and destroyeth. He enlarged the nations and straighteneth them out again. He taketh away the heart of the chief of them, people of the earth, and caused them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. Chapter 13. Lo, my eyes have seen all this. My ear have heard the understanding it. What ye know, the same do I now also. And I am not inferior unto you. Surely I would speak to the Almighty and desire the reason. But ye are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value. Oh, that ye would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. Hear now my reasoning. I hearken to the pleadings of my lips. Will I speak wickedly of God and talk deceitfully for him? Will I accept his person? Will I contend for God? Is it good that he should search out you, or as one man mocketh another, do ye so mock him? He will surely reprove you if you do secretly accept persons. Shall not his excellency make you afraid and his dread fall upon you? Your remembrance are like unto ashes, your bodies to bodies of clay. Hold your peace, let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hand? Though I slay me, yet will I thrust, but I will maintain my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for hypocrite shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Behold, now I have ordered my cause. I now know that I shall be justified. Who is he that will plead with me? For now I hold my tongue. I shall give up the ghost. Only do not two things unto me that I will not hide myself from thee. Withdraw thy hand far from me, and let not thy dread make me afraid. Then call thou, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer thou me. Now many are my iniquities, are sins. Make me to know my transgressions and my sins. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and holdest me for thine enemy? Wilt thou break a leaf driven to the fro? Wilt thou speak a leaf? Wilt thou pursue the dry stubble? For thou writest bitter things against me, and makest me to possess the iniquities of my youth. Thou puttest my feet also in the stocks, and lockest narrowly unto all my paths. Thou settest the print upon the heels of my feet, and he, as a rotten thing, consumeth as a garment that is malt eaten. Chapter 14. Man that is born of a woman is few days. I'm full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one and bringeth me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bonds that he cannot pass. Turn from him, that he may rest till he shall accomplish as the hurling his day. For there is hope in a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch therefor will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of the water it will bud and bring forth dough like a plant. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? The waters fail from sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up. Some man lieth down and riseth not till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake, nor be raised up of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will be, I wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thy hand. For now thou numberest my steps. Dost thou not rack over my sins? My transgressions are sealed up in a bag, and thou sowest up my iniquity. And surely the mountain falling coming to, and the rock is removed out of the place. The waters were the stones. Thou washest away the things which grow out of the dust of the earth, and thou destroyest the hope of man. Thou prevailest forever against him, and he passeth. Thou changest his countenance and sendest him away. His son came to honor, and he knoweth it not, and they are brought low, but he perceiveth it not of them. But his flesh upon him gave him pain, and his soul within him shall mourn. Chapter 15. Then answered Elizabeth the Temanite and said, should a wise man utter vain mouth and fill his belly with the east wind? Should he reason with unprofitable talk, or with speechless wherewith he can do no good? Yea, thou cast off fear and restraineth prayer before God. For they in thy mouth utter thine iniquity, and thy chooseth the tongue of the crafty. Thine own mouth condemneth thee, and not I. Yea, thine own lips testify against thee. Art thou the first man that was born, or was thou made before the hills? Hast thou heard the secret of God, and dost thou restrain wisdom to thyself? What knowest thou that we know not? And understand thou, which is not in us, which with us are both the gray-headed and the very aged man. much elder than thy father. After the consolation of God, small with thee. Is there a secret thing with thee? Why do thy heart carry thee away? And what do thy eyes weak at, that thou turnest thy spirit against gold, and layest such words out of thy mouth? What is a man that he should be clean, and he which is born of a woman that he should be righteous? But he puts no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water. I will show thee, hear me, that what and that which I have seen, I will declare, which was wise men have not told their fathers, and have not hid it, unto whom all on the earth was given. And no stranger passed among them. The wicked man travaileth with pain all his days, and a number of years is hidden by the oppressor. A dreadful sound is in his ears, and prosperity the destroyer shall come upon him. He believeth not that he shall return out of darkness, and he is waited for of the sword. He wandereth abroad the bread, saying, where is it? He knoweth that the day of darkness is ready at his head. Trouble and anguish shall make him afraid. They shall prevail against him as the king ready to the battle, for the stretches out his hand against God, that strengtheneth himself against the Almighty. He runneth upon him, even on his neck, upon the thick bosses of his bucklers, because he covereth his face with his fatness, and maketh colors fat on his flanks. And he dwelleth in desolate cities, and in his house which no man inhabiteth, which are ready to become heaps. He shall not be rich, neither shall his substance continue, neither shall he prolong the perfection thereof unto the earth. He shall not be pot. The flame shall dry up his branches, and by the breath of his mouth shall he go away. Let not him that is deceived trust in vanity, for vanity shall be his response. It shall be accomplished before his time, and his branch shall not be green. He shall shake off his unripe grief as a vine, and shall cast off his flowers as an olive. For the congregation of Hapak shall be desolate, and fire shall consume the tabernacle of bribery. They conceive mischief and bring forth vanity, and their belly prepareth deceit. Chapter 16. Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are ye all. Shall vain words have an end? Or what emboldeneth thee that thou answerest? I also could speak as ye do. If your soul were in my soul's state, I could heap up words against you and shake my head at you. But I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the moving of my lips should assuage your grief. though I speak, my grief is not assuaged. And though I forbear, what am I? But now he hath made me weary. Thou hast made desolate of my company, and thou hast filled me with wrinkles, which is a witness against me, and my leanness rising up in my spirit, witness to my face. He cheereth me in his wrath. Who hateth me, he gnasheth upon me with his teeth. My enemy sharpeneth his eyes upon me. They have gaps upon me with their mouth. They have smitten me with their cheek reproachfully. They have gathered themselves together against me. God has delivered me to the ungodly and turned me over into the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, but he had broken me asunder. He has also taken my neck and shaken me to pieces and set me up for his mark. His archers compassed me round about. He cleaveth my reins asunder and doth not spare. He poureth out my gall upon the ground. He breaketh me with breach upon breach. He runneth upon me like a giant. I have sewed sackcloth upon my skin, and defiled my horn in the dust. My face is foul with weeping. On my eyelids is the shadow of death. Nor for any unjust in my hands. Also, my prayer is pure. O earth, cover not thou my blood, and let my cry not plead. No plea. Also, now before my witness is in heaven and my record is on high, my friends scorn me, but my eyes pour out tears unto God. Oh, that one might plead for a man with God, as a man pleadeth with his neighbor. When a few years are come, then I will go the way which I shall not return. Chapter 17. My breath is corrupt. My days are extinct. The graves are ready for me, and there are not mockers with me. And doth not my eye continue in their provocation? Lay down now. Put me in the surety with thee. Who is he that will strike hands with me? For thou hast hid their heart from understanding. Therefore shalt thou not exalt them. He that speaketh flattery to his friends, even by the eyes of his children, shall fail. He hath made me also a byword of the people. And aforetime I was as a tabret. Mine eyes also is dim by reason of sorrow. And all my members are as a shadow. Upright men shall be a stat at this. Upright men shall be. And the innocent shall stir up himself against the hypocrite. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hand shall be strangers and stranger. But as for you all, do you return and come now? For I cannot find one wise man among you. My days are past. My purposes are broken off. Even the thoughts of my heart, they change the night into day. The light is short because of darkness. If I wait, the grave is my house. I have made my bed in the darkness. I have said to the corruption, thou art my father. To the worm, thou art my mother and my sister. And where is now my hope? As for my hope, who shall see it? They shall go down to the bars of the pit. When our rest together is in the dust. Amen. Chapter 18. Then I said, Bildad the Shulet, and said, how long will I be here? Ye make an end of words. Mark. And afterwards we will speak. Wherefore are we counted as beasts and reputed vile in our sight? He tears himself in his anger. Shall he, the earth, be forsaken for a day? And shall the rock be removed out of his place? Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out. In the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. The steps of his strength shall be straightened. And his own counsel shall cast him down, for he is cast into the net of his own feet, and he walketh unto a snare. The jinn shall take him by the heel, and the robber shall prevail against him. The snare is laid for him in the ground, and the trap for him in the way. Tears shall make him afraid in every side, and shall drive him to his feet. His strength shall be the hunger bitten, and destruction shall be ready for his left side. Shall devour the strength of his skin. Even the firstborn of this shall devour his strength. His confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle, and it shall bring him to the king of terrors. It shall dwell in his tabernacle because it is none of his. Brimstone shall be scattered upon his habitation. His roots shall be dried up beneath, and above shall his branch be cut off. His remembrance shall perish from the earth, and he shall have no name in the street. He shall be driven from light into darkness, and seized and chased out of the world. He shall either have son, neither, nor nephew among his people, nor any remaining in his dwelling. They that come after him shall be astonished at his day, as they that went before were frightened. Surely such are the dwellings of the wicked, and this is the place of him that knoweth not God. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading here of chapter 18 of the book of Job. Once again, praise God. We thank you for joining us on today. We will come forth again on tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, praise God, to continue bringing forth the reading of God's holy word. We truly thank you for joining us on today. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw. God bless each and every one of you that have tuned in onto us today. And we definitely look forward to hearing you on tomorrow. Let us pray. Father, we thank you on today. Thank you for the word that has gone forth and the anointing that has been placed upon our ability to bring your word. We Lord God, for our obedience and our dedication continue to be there for you. And until we meet again, we ask that you bless each and every person that's there to hear our words, that they be blessed going and that they be blessed coming. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Not knowing I'd lose my best friend, but I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children just stand. Tell somebody, say you stand. Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness. Oh. And for righteousness.
And be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Yeah. Oh,
with friends are called.
Oh.
And when you're all alone,
and believe
he shall receive his own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children just stand, stand. Everybody saying you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Yeah.